Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first mystery. St. Margaret of Cortona is probably a saint you've never heard of, but she is the perfect patron saint against the deadly sin of lust. Margaret possessed tremendous physical beauty, and she craved affection. When she was 16 or 17, she fell in love with a wealthy young man, and they began to live together. They had a son, but never married. He was not the type of man who could make a mature commitment. 9 years into the relationship, tragedy struck. He went on a hunting trip with business partners and never came back. Finally, his hunting dog did come back, and tugging at her dress, the dog made her follow him. She followed the poor beast very far into the forest, where the dog directed her to her lover. He had been murdered by his hunting companions, who were settling a debt and left him to rot in the woods. At the appalling sight, Margaret was stunned like one struck by lightning. Filled with terror, she asked herself, "Where is his soul now?" In the decaying corpse of her former lover, Margaret was given a dramatic, vivid image of what lust does to the soul. Then and there, she firmly resolved to change her life, and like the prodigal son, she returned repentant to God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. What is the deadly sin of lust? The desire for sexuality is a God-given good thing. Likewise, the desire to be loved and cherished, the desire for a family, for kids, for grandkids, for companionship, these are all good desires. But lust is bad. Thomas Aquinas defines lust as a disordered desire for sexual pleasure. Lust is the desire to use another person sexually to get what we want. And both men and women suffer from lust, but often for different reasons. Men tend to use women to get what they want. Men often use women for physical gratification. Men use their wives in sex. Men use women in pornography. And men can use women with the second look. But women also use men to get what they want. And what does a woman want most? I wish I knew the answer to that. But actually, women have told me that what they want is to be valued, cherished, protected. They want to be loved, and they want the good of a family. These are good things. But a woman can fall into lust by using sex to get what she wants. Recall, lust is just to use a person sexually to get whatever it is we want. The opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is use. Now, a woman shouldn't view a man as a means to get her those things. The man she marries is a person, not to be used, but to be loved. And love means to give a gift of oneself, to do what is good for the other. So you get married and have a family because not only will it be good for you, but it will also be good for him. And marriage and sex is the way we grow in love and responsibility and build the kingdom of God by having and raising holy kids. That's the motivation, not simply getting what we want. So in both cases, for men and women, let's examine our motives and make the decision to act out of love, which means to do what is good for the other rather than use them to get what we want. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. We cannot speak about the deadly sin of lust without talking about the addiction to pornography. Pornography is one of the most vivid and exciting of all addictions. And the first thing you'd better be aware of if you decide to fight an addiction is that it isn't easy. And all addictions, but particularly lust, have the pernicious effect of making everything else in life seem dull and boring. Which means when you turn your back on lust, it's going to feel like all the light and color, all the excitement and vibrancy in your world has just been extinguished. But of course, it's not true. When you turn your back on your narrow, ugly little addiction, what actually happens is that the rest of life's deeper, richer, more continuous joys actually become possible again. But it takes a while to feel that, and you may be angry and irritable and depressed in the process. But that's okay. Just stay the course, because life gets better. In fact, it will get better than it ever was before. Just stay the course. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. So what are some practical steps to overcome the addiction to pornography? The first step is to restructure your environment so that you avoid the near occasion of sin. That means, first, you have to find the patterns, the routines, the steps. Some people even call them the triggers that lead up to your fall. All addicts have these. They don't decide to sin out of the blue. There's almost always a pattern that leads up to the sin. So what's the pattern that begins your descent into lust? Maybe you're bored and you start surfing on YouTube, just looking for something interesting. Or maybe you have a work project due, but you don't want to do it, so you're procrastinating, and then you're surfing. Or maybe you look at your phone after you get the kids to bed, or during your lunch break, or after your wife has said goodnight. Or maybe you watch a show or some game, and when it's over, you really don't want to go back to real life, so you start wondering what other entertainment you could look for. Or maybe you look at porn every time you've had a couple of drinks, but you still don't want to go to bed. Whatever it is, you need to figure out what is the pattern, what is the place, what is the time, what is the device, and then you need to make a change. You need to avoid beginning that pattern, that place. Rearrange the furniture and figure out what time a given device needs to be put out of your reach. What I'm saying is that you need to make a strategy. So put in the thought, make the plan, and then put it into action. Because if you don't, you'll never get free of this vicious addiction. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Needless to say, Christ is our Savior from sin. So good luck trying to beat any vice, especially lust, on your own. Don't go it alone. Let Christ help you. Go meet him in confession, where he will forgive your sin and he will give you the grace to overcome the deadly sin of lust. And turn to Mary and Joseph. They are the great advocates of purity of heart. And then spend as much time as you can with Jesus in conversation, in prayer, because he will show you how to profit from your faults and how to better strategize in overcoming them, because he has promised that he will heal us if we strive to follow him and place our trust in him. It may be difficult and it may take a while, but he will conquer in you. Have confidence. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, By the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, that brings us to the end of Pride and the Seven Deadly Sins.
Those were good reflections.
I think what's most important to finish off all these meditations on pride and the seven deadly sins is to remember that all the great spiritual masters say that every one of us is dominated by two or three of these deadly sins. Not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three of them. The key is to ask the Holy Spirit to convict us, to show us which ones have us.
Mm-hmm.
And then do an examination of conscience every day. One thing I would suggest is print out these transcripts of Pride and the Seven Deadly Sins, and then for a week or 2 weeks, every night, at the end of your day, for a few minutes, look over these and then ask yourself, what did I do wrong today? Or when did I fail to do what is good? And then why did I do it? Was it pride or vanity or envy or sloth or anger or greed or gluttony or lust? What was at the root? And over the course of a week or 2 weeks, you'll begin to see a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to fall into pride. I tend to fall into envy. I tend to fall into anger. It won't be all of them, but you'll see a pattern. And that's how you start to see what your dominant deadly sin is. Then take your dominant deadly sins to confession and then work on the opposite virtues. We've been not only teaching everyone the pride and the deadly sins, but with each one, we've highlighted the conquering virtue that we would have to practice to get over this.
You know, I'm impressed, even though I know this is just describing an examination of conscience, but that's a really good resolution. Especially because I think there's a tendency to be like, oh, it was nice listening to those seven episodes, moving on. But it is really nice to stop and to keep that practice going for a little bit, maybe even build up a permanent practice.
It's actually how I do my daily examination of conscience. I do mm-hmm. it just like I said. I look at the last 24 hours and I say, what did I do that was wrong? And where did I fail to do what was right? I acknowledge it. But then I ask, what caused it? Which of these root vices caused it? And I try to identify that. And then that's what I take to confession.
Yeah, you have all these transcripts and they don't disappear.
They don't disappear.
And if you're worried they might, you can print them all.
Exactly. Because I think this is important because we don't really learn by experience. We learn by reflecting on our experiences.
Which I feel like we kind of just end the day. It's why it's nice to have people to talk to, but it's also why it's really important to take that to silent reflection.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.